This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, April 24th, 2025.
Yo, what's up?
What if I told you that I've only been awake for 36 minutes? What would you say right now?
Well, I think the first thing I would say is, what time did you go to bed? Because it must have been a late night.
It was. But, and not in a, yeah, went out drinking kind of thing.
Tied one on.
For real. Woke up with, I swear I wish I could, I can set up one of my rings to do this. I want to set a ring, whatever, on my bed at when I normally wake up. And it will record until I do. Because I swear to you, normally I undertake her up.
Like, oh, wow.
I mean, especially if I look at the time first. Yeah. If I see sunlight, I have a mild heart attack.
Oh, that's me.
When you see sunlight, yes. With this job, even even with between the seasons, like if you see sunlight, you're going to see, yeah.
Okay, this is interesting how you're going to react.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, at this point, I'm already late or going to be late. So I'm not going to, like, you know, try to kill myself to, like, get going.
I've texted him on a Saturday thinking it was Friday and I missed the day.
And you came up here one day to work and it was one day, years ago. It was one of those days we had, we were off.
Yeah.
Not like a Labor Day, anything big. Not that they all aren't equal.
Where's everybody at?
No, sometimes I have to come here because I have technical problems. I have to come here on the weekends, too.
Oh, okay. Oh no.
It sucks because sometimes...
I just usually go to Best Buy.
No. It's just sometimes I have an outage where I live and sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to have the internet to do some of the weekend activities we may do. I'm not allowed to talk
activities.
About.
He's talking about online gambling.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking
about. I got to get mines, you know?
Well, and I know many of you have a chuckle, including our very own Radio's Fat Boy, when I said that I undertake her up, and that means you laying flat on your back.
Okay.
Okay. You sang that song yesterday. Okay.
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 So you're laying flat on your back, because that's how I wake up. I will end up at some point on my stomach in the night, but I wake up on my back. I'm just doing like a twister. Through the bed.
Which is more believable because you did lose a lot of weight.
Thank you.
So, I mean, I can see it happening.
So.
I can do it.
My phone is, you know, and I grabbed my phone. Because I knew that I was slightly late because I'd heard my alarm go off several times.
I play with myself and hit the snooze. And not literally.
Hang on.
That's why you're so late.
Hang on a second.
Not literally.
Do not ruin this for us.
Okay.
Don't change the music to some erotic music.
Yeah, no, get out of here.
I'll just say it like I said it. It's sexy.
Get out of here.
So,
I play games with myself.
Mahjong.
So somebody's jong.
It's good for your brain. your jong. Yes. Or is it my chart? Is it my chart or my jong? Shoot, I don't know.
Something that rhymes with ong.
So
I like to play with myself and tease myself in the morning. What do you want to hear?
She ain't talking about her bangs, y'all.
The day I decide to wear shorts, she starts talking like this.
And then, you know, if I want to get out of bed, maybe I will.
Normally.
Or I might just stay a little longer.
I'm laying there flat, dressed as a mortician or a rebellious motorcycle outlaw,
ooh,
depending on
hot.
The era.
See, it don't work with us. Like I'm sitting there with maybe a ball hanging out.
He said it creepy David Blaine, it would work.
Because you know what they always said about toward the end of Playgirl, and I may be wrong on this, and I don't want to look it up, but I want to say like, Playboy ended up buying Playgirl and destroying it. Like,
oh yeah, because that was just for men.
Did they?
I may be wrong on that, but my
somebody
point,
acquired it.
And I never thought about this. This is my naivete, or the fact I was, you know, raised Southern Baptist, and it never dawned on me that because I always thought like, man, women are going to buy that stuff. Like, why is it even around anymore?
There was one that they tried to get.
Shawn Michaels?
The Brad Pitt one that became worth a lot of money.
Oh, I never knew that.
Well, he didn't pose
I'm going
for
to
it.
The jockey lot this weekend.
they took his pictures when he was on vacation. He sued the magazine for a lot of money.
Damn. That's like that one magazine I used to have to distribute called Celebrity Sleuth. It was European, ooh. Like, what do you call the, here we go, match game. The paparazzi that hang out around that certain area. What is it?
Is it paparazzi?
Harvey Levin.
Oh, TMZ?
TMZ. It's like TMZ is like Europe. And so they have not a lot of nude beaches over there. And when celebrities would go over there and just, you know, let their boobies bounce and their schlong slang.
Did you ever want to see Michael Chiklis nude? Here's your chance.
Oh. No. Want to see things thang?
Things thang.
You want to see things thang? So.
Was Ricardo Montalban naked on the beach in Mexico?
God, I hope so.
But no, they would have Hervé Villechaize standing there right in front of his privates. You couldn't see it. Or they'd have an airplane and say, oh, there's the plane. Little Cessna.
His tattoo's small all over. We actually have audio of Paige getting out of the bed if you want to hear it.
Okay.
I ain't got no pennies on. That's probably true.
That's an exclusive.
You know, because that's.
Stop with this. It's a pleasant distraction.
I'll tell you what I did last night if you want to know.
Start the music.
Let me start it back. Where are you at? Hang on a second. Don't you even start yet.
Alexa, remind me to buy some WD-40 today for these chairs. Okay.
Well, I was really
Why
tired.
Why is it your station paying for that? I don't know. We talk about it all the time. I don't know if they listen or not.
Yeah, we don't have any. I'm sorry.
Yeah, WD-40. What's a generic of that? Like a...
Yeah, Winn-Dixie doesn't exist, so
guys,
sorry.
I messed up when you said you wanted WD-40, and I went by H&R Block and got a W-2. Will that help you at all?
Put that in your chair.
And smoke it.
Oh. Okay.
So normally, you anything else erotic you want to say? Or?
Oh, sure. I'll tell you what I did last night.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
So I've been doing this every night. Well, this week.
Hold on. I need to make a note to self because I need to remember what got us here.
Well, you know, sometimes I got to stretch out on the floor here because I'm really sore.
I climbed the wall yesterday.
So last night, I sit in this incredibly uncomfortable chair where my hips were really tight. So last night, I went home and I did this incredible yoga that I've been learning to do for about a half an hour.
Hot yoga?
Well,
it's all the rage.
It's just no hot yoga, but just
every
long
yoga I've always done has been
yoga,
hot.
And it felt so good.
Every time I've done yoga, it's been hot.
Were you doing the stretch to where you kick the legs out and like you had to bring it back in?
You're splitting?
Yes.
We'll call you a banana.
And then I got in a hot shower and went straight to bed with no clothes on.
Did you put your whole body in the shower?
No, fat boy.
Did you just go
toes.
Bottom first?
I just...
You said that backwards. Did you put your bottom hole in the shower?
Oh, yeah, of course. All holes in the shower. Orifices.
Didn't know if you were just hanging halfway out of the tub.
No, I...
Have you ever closed the door on your boobs?
No, because I don't leave. I leave the doors open all the time at my house because
I'm in the shower. But I'm assuming you have a shower door.
I have a shower curtain that has butterflies on it.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, then do you know what else happened?
Paige loves Iron Butterfly, the band.
So she goes in a room naked. The old Scottish hockey chick shows up too, and she's there.
Oh yeah. No, then I went and laid on white satin sheets and went to bed.
Am I distracting you over here with my big, massive blankets?
I'm really sorry. I came all the way from Scotland. I thought the Leafs were going to win. Two games they lost. It must have been the fact that the guys were so overwhelmed at the size of my massive f***ing t-
The way she does that, I can't get over it.
I swear, man, like... I don't like much about other countries.
I'm not as sexy as she is.
I'm kidding. But I love their looseness with language on the news and stuff.
Oh my God.
And it's just, it makes sense. Like, your house is burning down right behind us. Is there anything you want to say? And please don't cuss.
Darn.
Darn it. Ooh, gosh. Oh. Ouch. Ooh.
Oh, do you really have to be here right now?
Gosh. You guys have water in your hands drinking it. You could have thrown it on our house. Ow. Gosh. Darn.
Oh, you know what? You know what you got to be like, right? You got to be like this chick right here, because she was on the news.
We had a ball in that joint last night. I'm somebody, I didn't even have no clothes on. I had my scrubs from work on. Just sitting in there partying last night.
Yeah, like me.
And we left at 2 o'clock. Now here it is at 5 o'clock in the morning. My club burnt down. Who did it? Who did it? You don't mess up a good time.
I mean, really.
Like that right there, I'm going to get that tattoo.
Don't mess up a good
don't
time.
Don't mess up a good time.
The only thing that
and
would
when
make,
that good time goes bad, call Rob Binary. Yeah. I'm going to get that whole thing on my sleeve.
CallRob.com. Yeah. You better get a bigger arm there, buddy.
Bigger arm.
The only thing that would make that better is if Michael Coggill would talk it up.
Oh, yeah.
If they would have just got it before he retired. Coming up at 11.
Which story? The house is on fire?
No, nah, that chick with the club.
Oh, yes.
Come on, my scrubs.
The roof is on fire.
Sorry. We don't need no fire. Use my big, massive blanket.
To burn the whole mother down. I'm sorry.
Burn. Burn down. Gosh, our house is burning.
I think she's trying to top the one hockey chick that got naked or topless. God dang it. I forget who it was. It's an Islanders game, maybe?
At the hockey game?
Yeah, real nice. Huh? Like she flashed.
Pressed them on the glass?
No, she was. That's the thing. She didn't even have good seats. She's way up here.
I was watching an adult movie one time, Paige, where they got in the shower and it might have been on HBO now, Skinamax or something, because you didn't show full on INSERTION.
Oilers, that's what it was.
This is where they would move in sequence, you know. It's like they were just dancing real close, but they were having sex. And you only got to see the frosted silhouette of the shower door.
It was frosted.
With hands.
Yeah. That, oh, God. And, like, what an impression that made.
I'm sure.
I mean, it did. Like, I've went back to that memory many, many times.
I wish I was still alive.
You are. Hello? Are you male or female? Wait a minute.
Do you haunt Coronas?
What is going on? Do you love taquitos and fresh peaches?
I do. I want a spinach burrito right now.
Oh, my God. That does sound pretty good. Oh, I should do...
Doing the voice of Paige's late husband is Fatboy.
I'll show you a magic trick right now.
You're going into your David Blaine now.
I'm trying to do a fireman doing David Blaine.
It's good. Keep going.
Gross.
It's hot.
I just got that awful visual.
Do you want me to show you a trick right now?
I get to be on top if I'm doing David Blaine.
I'm going to make my burrito disappear. I don't know if you're laughing or sawing wood.
No, I man.
It just started up.
Dude, 13 minutes in, and I'm like,
oh my God.
Getting that hurt face from smiling and laughing so much.
Do you remember the hockey chick that got topless?
I don't.
Here's
you got a.
Yeah, it was.
I remember the.
It was bad seats.
That's all I remember.
Can you go up there in the top right corner and hit zoom 250 plus? Because I can see it from here. I will, because it is nudity. I will get up and walk.
Well, I don't. I can get it naked, but like
what?
She was.
Well, I can't too.
All right.
But hold on, sound effect.
She had bad seats, but she went viral. Let me open it up on next.
What, man. Like the crowd just opened up and said, yes, come down. Come closer.
What, like she got offered OnlyFans?
Instead of a kiss cam, do they have a tea scam?
Now she got she got naked in the stands?
Yeah, like, in bad seats. But, you know, she went viral and then they found out about it.
Don't you want to be the guy with the yellow jacket on that says event staff and you legally get to touch her then?
Yeah.
Hey, come here.
Let me grab you. I have to handcuff you and put you into my car. It sounds weird.
I know.
You're naked. You're screaming, no, no, no. He's I'm putting
hurt
you in
a
handcuffs.
Lot more than me.
But I have to do this. It's my job. And I'm going to go over speed bumps real slow on the way back.
Oh, my God.
I hate doing this, but I got to.
I'm going to take off my camera vest, and I'm going to lay it back there with you, just so you know that I ain't watching you. But I am videotaping this for future...
future references.
Yes.
Could you hover...
My private references.
Private.
Hover over my jacket, please. Real quick. Yeah, it was kind of a... look... You know when people like to play detective on social media?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this was kind of a creepy case of it because nobody knew her name, and they found out real quick who she was and where she was from.
Oh, God.
Was she cute? Or was she
good looking as hell.
Oh, hi.
And she ended up doing one of these photo shoots, maybe for Playboy.
Man, I got to interject this like real quick just because I thought it, and I have not written it down to mention it.
Put your finger down.
I'm sorry. I still had it down. I'm about to lose it again. No. What was it? Let me get back. I know what it was. Okay. So here's a little behind the curtains. On my phone, I don't care. On text messages, if I don't have the number saved into my phone, it goes into a... It's basically... And don't be offended. Because, I mean, this has got a little happiness on it on the back end. Just like Paige does. She's a little happiness on her back end.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's where she prefers. She got a tramp stamp for a bullseye for a tramp stamp.
It says.
Got it backwards.
Or.
It says, it's a beautiful tattoo. It's an arrow pointing down, and it says,
same.
Just like doors of Walmart, exit and entrance.
Both. This is wherever you want.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
Even if the door opens towards you in a robotic way, you should still go in this way. Sure.
Mine says none for N-O-N-E.
Oh, not in the Catholicism way.
No, it does. It says both. None and none.
You're not a Rob Nunn fan.
Hang on now. You can't have that much ink going on in one place.
I have zero ink. You know that.
You like that, the girls in the videos where they write on them with a marker. Like, you know.
What videos?
Like the real awful, like, you know, demeaning type, you know.
Oh, okay.
They draw on her with a Sharpie.
Oh, my God.
It says everybody like welcome party? And stuff like that. Yeah.
You've never been to a graffiti party?
Not like that.
No. And you say it's weird. We used to hit ourselves in the nuts. Not ourselves, but each other. But
now
y'all would go to parties where you would draw. And
yes.
What's the thing? It's like, oh, now.
People draw things on you.
Now, did you pass like out and you woke up with a ding-a-ling drill on your forehead?
I had things written on the back of me that, you know, I had to walk down the streets of Berkeley after I left this graffiti party.
Was you not wearing, my grammar, hold on. Was you not wearing clothes?
I was wearing white pants and a white tank top.
Oh, wow, you're like a Backstreet Boys video.
And I had things written
Were you wearing
a
newspaper boy hat backwards?
No.
You know, something like that.
It's a college
God
thing.
God bless, man.
Like, you know, is that what was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But look that the right there, though, like, it's on the young lady's...
Mine says none.
Buttocks. So if you go to a graffiti party, are you naked? Or is
every... No, you're just... People just come up and write things on you.
And you can't fight them.
No, you just
You don't know
them.
What it says?
You don't know what it says.
Oh. You have to leave?
I left walking down the streets of Berkeley with this stuff written all over the back
samples?
Of me. I don't know what it says.
Junior samples. Yeah, this one's not good.
Yikes.
That's what
one
was...
of mine did say the F word, and I had to walk down the light.
Well, you live near San Francisco. Which F word was
it? It was bad. It was bad. I got a lot of phone numbers written on my back.
That's dumb. You're literally like, you might as well just autograph it and tell her parents who you are.
Well, I was in college.
Of course, anytime I wrote for a good time on a bathroom stall, I never wrote my own number on there. It's usually for an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I saw that when I went out.
That's how I grieved back in the 90s. I'd buy a Sharpie and write her name all over the stall.
Oh, my God. Look at this. This might be one of the roughest ones.
I can't read that. Oh, I don't want to. God. I saw what it was.
That's a lot of writing.
I see what it's advertising, and that looks.
That looks horrible.
I don't know who Daddy is, but that's a lot of writing.
Yeah, it's something like that.
He had to get one of them poster board Sharpies to write that. Either that or it took 50 minutes because he went thick on the letters.
You know what this reminds me of? The Mile of Meat, where the guys had the poster boards. Yeah. And they had to write their own messages, and some of them were pretty rough.
Mile of Meat. What is that?
Remember it was Valentine's Day where, that was when we were more looked at, the 93.3, the planet, the station we're on in Greenville, where we're based out of. Was looked at as like a men's, which I never understood how music defined gender, but it's just the way corporate America worked. Yeah. And it was like, oh, we always do these, like, and this is again early 2000s. So it was the tail end of wet t-shirt contests and mud wrestling at bars. So the tail end of that, we got to experience that for a couple years. And then the world changed. And in very many ways, it's good that it did. So, we decided, you know what, this year we're going to do it for the ladies. So we're going to line up on the road here. Any man that's single that wants to...
this is a great idea.
Stand up. Thank you. Because I was told that I should have asked for permission first. But looking back, that's probably true. The guys could hold up their poster board dressed as their... I mean, they were not naked or anything. But with their phone number on it...
Now, you know what it was? They had a number, and then they would text that number.
And then they would get a text back of the person's number if a woman would want. Well, here's several things we did not think. Messages that they would write on there, as Fatboy aforementioned. Also, and there's nothing wrong with this, but a lot of gay guys were calling them because we did not specify that the Mile of Meat was only for women. And you know what? It was a different time.
Really was.
So a lot of people got offended. People driving by with kids in the car reading messages. Mom, I can read now. Look at that. Wow.
Just like spin the bowling pin for tickets. So when the two guys had to kiss, they both quit. They didn't want
the women didn't, boy. Like, that kept going on forever. That was like kept hitting push in a freaking poker game. Like, it push, Paige. Oh. I mean, it was...
they didn't want tickets bad enough.
Then, dude, that bottle landed on the other guy, and the guy says, I'm out. And they both, like, in unison, I'm out.
They didn't want it?
I'm out. Hell no. I remember that. But, like, 3 years prior to go see Metallica in Charlotte, we had a guy come kiss his daddy in the studio.
Oh, Father Puckers.
Father Puckers.
I remember that.
That was the spinoff of Mother Puckers.
We did Mother Puckers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we do siblings?
I found out later as that guy's stepmom too, and I was like, I knew it because there ain't no way you came out of that pretty lady.
The one chick for Sucking Sibs, she was pretty hot.
Sucking Siblings was it was stupid. I mean, it was with the times, it was all right.
God, they got into it with the one though.
I still
that's the one
you.
Where we didn't have like it was. Early internet days where you couldn't necessarily like get on and look up their Facebook and say, is that really your aunt?
Like, what are we doing? Are you really related?
By marriage or what?
Do you remember Hottest Mother Daughter? I still talk to them.
We did some sadistic
I still talk to the mother. She lives in Florida. What? I actually saw her at...
You've become friends with the winner of Mother Daughter Sexist?
Yeah.
She's a good looking woman.
I was doing makeup and she's really pretty. She says, it's so good to see you.
She's still the sexiest
in your
opinion.
She's beautiful. Yeah. Still beautiful.
We should have her on near Mother's Day.
Yeah, welcome back.
She's good looking as hell. I found women like to be complimented as.
Yeah, they don't like the AF. They like the AH.
Good looking as hell.
Hell.
Yeah. Oh, man. So anyway, normally I'm laying in a bed on my back when I wake up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're back.
And I undertake her up. But this morning, I grabbed my phone and looked at it, and it said 5:33, and I did not only undertake her up.
You bolted.
I kipped up. You don't believe it? I know you don't.
That's like a.
What kind of dude?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I kipped up.
Yeah.
I went from on my back to my feet on the floor, like
you
in one Billy Blanks type position move.
Oh.
You can say his last name.
I'm not comfortable. So they never would say it on TV.
It's not Mother Blanket.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if it was really pronounced Futches, like that one name.
You must have had an alarm to say, you better get your ass up.
No.
So, I'm not kidding. You need to go. That's what Martin says. If I, stop telling me to snooze.
I did drive like hell this morning, and that was very silly of me. Like Fat Boy was saying, once you're late, you're late. But I wasn't. I'm late by my standards, but not by the clock standards, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you got here with a little bit to spare. A
little bit to spare, guys. Just in time for here in about an hour and 5 to 10 minutes, an all-new Facebook fussin'. This is going to be a delight to do. It's got some funny, funny stuff in it.
That's some great names.
It's going to be a good time. In the meantime, feel free to call or text 1-800-774-0093. That's the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Almost said text lines. And it is, but it's both now. And holler at us. But Paige.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to lay here and play with myself while you keep talking.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Checkmate. I just won.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is what we're working on in the Newsplex. We found out who the most beautiful person in the world is, according to People, and I'll reveal that. Also, we're going to find out what this UPS driver did to get arrested on a route. So we'll get into that.
Probably threw a package.
He didn't wear brown.
No. No, it was a she.
Oh, see, there I am again, assuming. And they even do the commercials now showing women are delivering packages. But in my mind, and that's awful of me, I'm sorry.
I can't believe it either.
You're the one that think it's weird when a woman's driving a pickup truck, Fat Boy.
I just that's think it's sexy. A little...
Why? I want a pickup if I could afford it. Some of them are nicer than vehicles. They're very smooth driving.
Yeah, I know. I used to have an associate in radio, and I would always feel very impressed to say, not impressed, but I needed to say his last name instead of just his first name. Uh-huh. So every time I'd see him, I'd say, "What's up, Butch Estes? Morning, everybody."
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And beauty is only skin deep. maybe.
I bet I have wonderful bones.
Mm-hmm. You could.
I know the one over here is made out of titanium steel.
Yeah. I'd like to see that x-ray. That's amazing.
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
It's on my Instagram. It is, really. Because it's an incredible freaking...
modern medicine.
...thing to see.
It is.
It's
love it.
It's got the trick hip.
If you told me when I was a kid that I was... So I'm going to be like RoboCop?
You were...
A 20% Native American and 10% robots.
Really cool. You could have been Native American RoboCop.
What's my superhero name? Native American RoboCop. Yes.
I mean, RoboCop kind of told like a Native American anyway, at least from the beginning.
Did he really?
Yeah, real short, sweet and to the point.
Yeah.
Drop it.
Well, that really has nothing to do with our story, but we'll begin with this.
Murphy.
People Magazine.
Sting, I am coming to help you.
They don't just do the sexiest man alive. They do something else. So they had to choose. And this is a hard thing to choose. I would not want this decision.
Get out of bed or play with yourself.
Yeah. Because you know what wins.
It's a new game. Really win if you could do it and walk at the same time, just like, you know, go about your day.
I was just thinking about, you know how they'll do this real fashionable now. NBA clearly started where they show the walk-ins.
Oh, right.
The parking lot. You know,
the red carpet.
It's literally, they have the pink or the purple in WNBA. And they're all dressed up like normally back in the day they would have been wearing shorts. Dusty Rhodes would have been, cowboy boots tucked into sweatpants and all this look.
What's up, baby?
I want to do that one morning. Somehow, but I don't. I want it to be like the way it really is, and no bullcrap. Like this morning, you would have seen me. You know how in movies when they're running down a hall and they get to a corner and they go on one leg and they like one leg's in the air and they're like, "Oh, I'm about to flip over." I did that this morning. I was like Jim Belushi coming down the hall.
I love that.
Frantically running in here. I feel like Paige does that each and every morning.
Every single morning.
It's a funny little thing. We're not sashaying like, oh yes,
no.
Fashion show walking into work right
day
now.
Day in a life of where's that damn shoe?
Not doing ninja rolls or anything.
In my closet.
That's right.
Karate
Chin
swords.
Up, blanks out and watch for the shoe, Paige.
And I have a nice little place to put my shoes, but I just throw them all in there when I get home. So,
We will get to the story, I promise.
We will, I swear. My pointless little comments. Well, okay,
mine
so
was. Exactly.
So People Magazine, they don't just do the sexiest man alive. They also had to choose the world's most beautiful person. And this year is someone who says how she used to torture herself to stay in shape and says, quote, I was so harsh and had a much more antagonistic relationship with my body. And straight up, I was really just punishing
straight
myself.
Straight up.
Is it Mimi from Drew Carey?
Straight up, now tell me. Who sang that?
Straight up.
Paul Abdul.
Yes.
Jabbar.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the answer is Demi Moore.
Demi.
She is.
She's beautiful.
People Magazine's most beautiful person.
She's what I call a classic.
At the age of 62.
And that usually when you talk about that with like men, it's talking about an automobile or something. But like a classic meaning she's going to be pretty. And this is very judgmental and whatever. Oh. But a woman is going to be pretty her entire life. You can just see.
Oh, yeah.
Just
consistently throughout the years.
Like my grandma. It's weird to say. But like I saw an older picture of her yesterday and like had a little – she looked like – you know that lady, Carmina Burana? You know that? She used to. Oh, is that the wrong name? She'd wear like fruit in her hair. And she.
Carmen Miranda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did I say?
Miranda.
Oh, okay.
She's Carmina Burana.
That's it. So, and then even her, she's just a classic, a beautiful woman. And like Demi Moore, like, you know, I didn't see her in her teenage years.
If you started young, like, what was she on St. Elsewhere?
Is that where she started? Yeah, that's such a great movie.
She had the rasp so with St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, yeah, that's when that, like, Joey Lauren Adams kind of thing was kind of hot.
Yeah, that's when she started hitting rehab, too, though. So she had a drug issue.
The girl that sang Betty Davis Eyes.
Kim Carnes.
Yeah, y'all are good with the names today, guys. I might use this voice in Facebook Fusion later.
Oh, man.
Please do.
Some of our account executives have referred to it as Facebook Fusion.
Marlboro just bought a schedule.
Everything's AI integrated, and y'all still calling it Facebook Fusion. Y'all are wild. Paige, that was remarkable.
Okay.
And thank you.
Okay.
Fatboy, what is up in sports?
Tonight is the night of the NFL draft.
Ooh.
We hit a couple draft points, a couple interesting draft notes. It's going to be live from Green Bay, which is not the easiest place to get to.
No.
So it's going to be interesting to see how many people show up.
God, that's been a year's... Wow-wee, man. Yeah. I mean, because remember we had a correspondent live that morning.
Yeah, Big Brown went to Detroit last year.
He went to Detroit on...
That's so cool.
He didn't have to go either.
Nope.
He wanted to.
On a Thursday night.
Yeah. Go to Detroit and watch the NFL draft.
He's a Panthers fan. He should go to Green Bay. They got the eighth pick as of now. They could trade down.
Yeah.
Trade down that pick.
So we'll talk about that. We'll have a big-ass draft morning.
Oh, wow.
Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Ooh, Rise Guys Sport brought to you by Bojangles.
You just said sport, so that means one story.
Oh, yeah. Well, it might be
all
work.
I do.
Might be able to work in a couple. I tell you this day of sports history, 51 years ago in 1974, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Happy birthday.
They became a team?
They became a team. And look, I'm thinking off the top of my head, which is not too sharp. Two Super Bowls, right? You got 0-2.
I was thinking one, 0-2, yep.
That 0-2 Bucks defense was one of the greatest.
Well, technically 0-3, right? Like, the Super Bowl was in 0-3. That's where the Super Bowl always messes with my because the season was in the previous year, but the Super Bowl would be played the following year.
Yeah.
That was the year when Warren Sapp flew right to California to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live right after the Super Bowl.
God, yeah, Warren Sapp, Rondé Barber.
Yeah, that was John definitely Lynch. 0-3 because I watched that in the hospital room with my newborn baby.
Oh.
OG.
Yeah.
Also, it's been 21 years today since the Chargers drafted Eli Manning. You remember that was a whole big deal?
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't want to go. Archie was steadfast with him. They drafted him, but they traded him for Phillip Rivers in the same draft. So
Archie was good, but he didn't overstep like a lot of player dads do. I feel like he learned how screwy the business was of football and was just protecting his boys.
Plus, now that
that's why he hates Cooper.
That Manning name's got a lot more cachet now because you got
Danny Manning,
Eli Cousins. Eli will be in the Hall of Fame. He's not yet. He missed it.
Isn't that crazy? Nick Manning.
He's already been dropping L's, not losses. It's already been 21 years since he was drafted and voted for the Hall of Fame, Eli Manning. Because you have to be 5 years retired to be able to vote. Speaking of Hall of Famers, we lost one.
Who?
Awful news. Mongo McMichael passed away yesterday. And he was going to hospice. I don't know if he made it and then passed away or.
Bless his heart.
I think I saw his brother tweeted it.
That's what they said. I saw it. I think actual NFL. I saw actual NFL tweeted it. This is where I saw it. But they say it's in threes. And looky here. Pope, Hey Baby, Mongo.
Three pillars of virtue.
I'll put that three up against anybody's three.
Bring it. That's our Mount Rushmore. We don't need a fourth.
Did you see the picture of the Pope, by the way?
I don't know.
Does not look like him at all. Now, if he's real papal, the way they put him in his robe and whatnot, and the way they posed his hands.
Papal.
Did not look like
Why
him.
Why wouldn't it be papal?
It should be.
Like, he should have been the Pap.
Papacy.
Yeah, so.
Papal.
Mongo was 67. I
wonder if that's where we get Papa from.
You get that from the pizza joint.
Okay, I see.
You seen the Papa John's box, but they change it where it looks like Elton John?
No.
Yeah, Papa John's Schnatter's on the cover. Well, not since, you know, his controversy.
Right.
But they would put him on the Papa John's box, you know, and then people would draw it so he looks like Elton John.
You know what?
He's the famous gay singer.
Is he?
You're just assuming.
They should have switched positions, or not positions, but roles. And my pillow guy should have started running the pizza place.
Oh, Lindell?
And then Papa John started running pillows.
There you go.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com.
He got busted at Hardee's, right?
In the drive-thru by the FBI.
Who did?
Mike Lindell.
Yeah, he was. What was he
doing? Mike Gallagher's good buddy.
He was wanted.
Oh.
Way out of here.
I don't think dead or alive, but he wanted. Dead.
Not like the Crabbin song.
I'll tell you several things. One, you know, on Facebook fussing, Fusion as it's known downstairs. Fusion. We will change the names to protect the innocent, the guilty, and the stupid. And I wrote mine prior to knowing that Steve Mongo McMichael's passed away.
Because he was bad off for years.
Yeah. So
he's in a much better place.
Later, when Fatboy plays this role, it is not in any demeaning way to Steve Mongo McMichael's. In fact, it's a tribute to his ex-wife.
Oh, praise Jesus.
And it's tribute to, Taco or Chico, the dog he had on Nitro?
So it starts with this. His wife's name was Deborah McMichael's, and it's D-E-B-R-A. Fatboy would be playing the role of Zebra McMichael's, or is it Zebra McMichael's? Why wasn't her name Debra? Good morning, everyone. Who knows?
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.